Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Dr. Dog.
It's the New Balance, Sebastian. You like it?
Fucking radio.
Al Green.
Jackson 5.
Lady Soul, Aretha Franklin.
Balcony Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Alice Cooper.
David Bowie.
Balcony Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Gene Vincent.
Buddy Holly and the Cricket.
Through.
Mr. Alan Toussaint.
Your
incredible string band.
Ears. That sums it up just fine. That's everything in a nutshell.
Yes.
45 seconds of good promo entertainment. That's right. The big dance music. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the balcony. My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony. And here we are again. And what is it? Should we tell people again what we're doing in real life?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So it's Sunday morning.
It is Sunday morning.
And it's 7:15. And I am 3/4 of a cup of coffee down, 2 yeah. glazed donuts down, and I'm feeling strong and proud. How are you, Scott?
I am feeling equally strong and equally as proud and aroused and
you're
just
only
ready to
half
rock.
A donut down.
I am half a donut down.
As you can tell, I took my time of you setting up to eat donuts.
Yes, you did. Yeah, some great sugary glazy yes. donuts to really just get yeah, the old yes. blood pumping.
When
and
you do all that engineering shit.
Oh God, it's nice. Really, you know, when you have, when you're an engineer and you have too much caffeine and sugar in you, it's like, oh, you think of about 3,000 things yeah. you want to do.
Hey, maybe you'll be faster on the button today.
Maybe. We'll see.
All right, so
well,
enough of that. So what are we doing today, Scott?
Today we have got, we're going into the embryo today. Actually, yes. It's episode number 3 of our program, Embryonic, demo recordings from the great
from the stars.
Artists of music throughout the years.
Yes, that's right, demo recordings. So the early versions of things that wound up on albums later on. I think all of these, looking at them, every one of these wound up on or released officially in some way.
Uh-huh.
A couple of them are pretty big hits that you'll be familiar with, you know, about halfway through the song, which
but
is the beauty
be,
of the demo.
Exactly. It's somewhat restrained and mostly acoustic, I would imagine.
Yeah, we're sticking to a lot of acoustic stuff in this and a lot of different tempos than the way you're usually familiar with, so deal with it.
All right.
All right.
There it is.
So what are we going to start with?
Well, we're going to go,
that's right.
We're going way back into the archives.
This was your call. This was a good move on your part.
Yes. We're going way back into the archives to Mr. Hank Williams. And an early version of Honky Tonk Blues. This is, imagine him sitting in his living room.
Drunk?
Well, we won't say.
Hungover?
A little hungover, maybe. All right. And he's remembering the night before, and he's just
trying
suddenly,
to remember her name.
He's just suddenly had this inspiration of lyric, and this is what he sings.
Yeah. Well, I left my home down on the rural route and told my folks I'm going stepping out and get the honky tonk blues. Lord, the honky tonk blues. Well, Lord, I got them. I got the honky-tonk blues. Well, I stopped into every place in town. The city life has really got me down. I got the honky-tonk blues. Yeah, the honky-tonk blues. Well, Lord, I got them. I got the honky-tonk blues. Well, I spent my money, I wore out my shoes. Woke up this morning wishing I could lose. I'm jumping honky-tonk blues. Yeah, the honky-tonk blues. Oh, Lord, I'm suffering with the honky-tonk blues. Well, when I get home to my ma and pa, I know they're gonna lay down the law about these honky-tonk blues. Yeah, the honky-tonk blues. Oh, Lord, I got them. I got the honky-tonk blues. I'm gonna tuck my worries underneath my arm and get right back to my pappy's farm and leave these honky-tonk blues. Yeah, the honky-tonk blues. Oh, Lord, I got 'em. I got the honky-tonk blues.
Try to understand what I'm going through, but don't blame me for what folks will do. For some of us it's not a good time, but you're gonna get used to it and you'd better resign yourself. You get what you deserve. You ought to find out what it's worth, and you gotta have a just do what pleases you. Go on and sigh out every move. You're gonna get place in the scene. All got softened skin facing a dream now. You get what you deserve. You wanna find out what it's worth, and you gotta have a drag. Oh, so much pain till the train. And a lot of us ain't got many friends. Understand what I'm going through, but don't blame me for what folks will do. For some of us it's not a good time, but you're gonna get used to it and you better resign yourself. You get what you deserve. You wanna find out what it's worth, and you gotta have a sky, and now among the woodlands cool, gathering sweet primroses I wish I was a little bird with wings that I could fly, and I would find my own true love. And when he'd speak, then he'd be by. Dum da 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 dum dum da.
my heart would flutter like the wind, or to see my own dear one, and pretty words I'd like to sing, all beneath the morning sun. Oh, my young man, oh, he is so fine. Sweet Rosemary did say she gathered flowers and she sang all about her wedding day. She gathered flowers and she sang all about her wedding day.
For the other half of the sky.
My mixed emotions at my thoughtlessness. After all, I'm forever in your debt. And one, I will try to express my inner feelings and thankfulness for showing me the meaning of success.
Good.
All right, very good.
Way to wait till the whole thing.
Yeah, gotta get it right.
You were
to the
perched
end.
On that button there.
I was waiting, man. Had to just wait for the very, very final.
Yes.
You know,
the last ring, right?
That last ring, the last
thing.
Yeah.
Fade out. All right, so that was my morning jacket, and we were just sitting here. You and I are just marveling at Jim James, the lead singer.
Yeah,
man, I think he might be my favorite male vocalist around right now. That guy, no one sounds like him. He's got this amazing voice, and he can sing whatever. He sings everything great. I've never heard a bad performance out of that guy. He's amazing.
And they've made many records, too.
They've made a bunch of records,
too.
How
long that band has been around since?
Probably 20 years by now.
Yeah.
Because they started releasing in the mid-90s, I think. Yeah. When I first heard of them was probably 95, 96, I think.
Yeah, so they're veterans of the rock wars, that's for sure.
They everything they put out is better than the last record. They're at that position in their career, so keep it on.
Right, exactly.
My morning jacket. Keep
it
up.
Keep it going, man.
Yeah, guys out there in the band who are not listening, you do that. All right, Scott, what are we playing the first set?
Well, we started out with Mr. Hank Williams dipping back into the archives, like we say.
He was probably dipping at the time.
Maybe. Had a little shot glass sitting there on the table next to him.
And a girl, ready to come and a girl named Susie, probably.
Maybe. Anyway, that was from a record. It's listed here as Alone with His Guitar.
Yeah, it's really great. It's all demo and solo performances.
That sounds good.
It's really great. Really,
Honky
really
Tonk
great.
Blues, the classic.
It's got all the hits on it.
And that's non-session demo, as they say. So like I said, that was probably in his living room.
Yeah, it's probably on a reel-to-reel.
Somewhere. And Big Star right after that, one of your favorite bands.
Yes.
And from that was Keep an Eye on the Sky.
Yes, their box set.
And You Get What You Deserve was the name of that one. And then Sandy Denny from her, that's an extra track on her first solo record entitled Sandy, and that was called Sweet Rosemary.
Yeah.
And then John Lennon after that, the great John Lennon.
Oh,
and
man.
Something that was distributed by the internets. And that was a demo version of Woman.
We were both sitting here doing fa-la-la-la-la.
La-la-la, singing right along.
It's hard not to. It really is.
Yes. And that echo on that, I'm not too sure about that. It might have been added by somebody who acquired that bootleg somewhere along the line.
Who cares? It
but at any
great.
Rate, I don't know. He may have been sitting in his bathroom when he recorded that. But that was kind of nice. That was really nice.
No, that sounded like a studio demo. I think that was Jack Douglas on the other side of that at the end.
Oh, is that right?
I think so.
Okay. And then my morning jacket finished things out there with Just One Thing, and that is from Channel 2 Learning. Chapter 2, I'm sorry. Why does it say Chi? Oh, it says Channel. Oh, well, we'll call it Channel 2. It says Chapter 2 Learning Early Recordings.
Yes.
There you go. Fine.
You jerk. So yeah, when they broke through, I guess they started getting their odds and sods released. So I think Chapter 1 is all demos and B-sides, and Chapter 2 is early recordings, if I recall. I'm not totally sure. But I know that there's a couple of here's one for the fans kind of record, a couple of those, and they're really great because my morning jacket, they like arrived fully formed. They didn't have like those growing pains.
No, they were definitely a well-formed band.
Yeah.
And I remember that they had several songs. Yeah.
Immediately they had songs, which is just not happening in rock and roll now.
And they seem to stretch across several different types of listening schemes as well, and genres.
Rednecks, hipster rednecks.
Exactly. Yeah. So they cross the generational boundaries, and they're still hanging on there for like 15 years, man. Pretty cool.
Yes. So let's, here's a segue for you.
Here's a segue.
Let's go to a band that didn't hang on. This is Uncle Tupelo. This is, if that's all right.
1, 2, 3, 4. Every day is dreamlike. It seems like in every way. When I look back on my life, it's a slideshow. telling you the truth. Become concrete. Wouldn't that be sweet? To know where you stand. But until then, it's a slideshow that you're yawning through. Maybe sleeping. And as a carousel goes round, the sides are upside down. There's nothing to make out or notice. If that's alright, that's alright. That's alright, and that's alright. If that's alright, then I wanna hear you say it. That's all right, and that's all right. That's all right, then that's all right. That's all right, then I gotta hear you say it now.
And I think we've got some action coming up now. We'll leave Bob Waller for the moment and go to the stage and listen to Iggy and the Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Big Joy.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
You're listening to The Balcony.
Oh, man, you're using radio voice? I didn't use radio voice.
You're on The Balcony.
This is Balcony Radio.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an I built walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Talk of love. Well, I've heard the word before. It's sleeping in my memory, and I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an I have my books and my poetry to protect me. I am shielded in my armor, hiding in my room, safe within my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock can feel no pain, and an island never cries.
I can hardly wait. I can hardly wait away. I can hardly wait.
On mother, you've really blown my mind. I never thought we'd hit it off until today. Right on mother, you know the way I feel. Now you know I'm living with my girl and it's real. I never thought you'd dig it, so sure you'd hit the roof. And now you're telling me you understand that I'm a man. Right on, mother, you know the way I feel. Now you know I'm living with my girl and it's real. Never thought you'd dig it, so sure you'd hit the roof.
time for everybody. When true love will come your way, there comes a time for everybody. That's what they tell me, that's what they say. I didn't hear them say a word of when that time will be. I only know that what they say has not come true for me. You just keep waiting and love will come your way. That's what they tell me, that's what they say. I didn't hear them say a word of when that time will be. I only know that what they say has not come true for me. You just keep waiting and love will come your way. That's what they tell me, that's what they say. That's what they tell me, that's what they say.
Ah, very nice, Mr. Buddy Holly, and that's what they say. And you were just talking,
Buddy Holly is just such a great songwriter, and I'm nominating him for top 10 all time. I'm going to put him up there because everything he writes, especially the singles, I mean, they're you can't touch those, like Peggy Sue and all that stuff. And
right, right.
That'll Be the Day, especially. That's my favorite song of his. And he everything he writes is just like this little pop nugget of perfection, and he just knocks them out one after another. He's just like a one man like machine. He's
songwriting machine.
He's like a one man brill building. He really is. He is.
Be that way.
Yeah,
I guess.
I just have this image of him, and like the movie really is where I get it from, of him just like up in his hotel in his apartment in New York, you know, on the couch up at 2 a.m, not able to sleep, just writing like 4 songs. Yeah. that's probably what
gets
he did.
Gets a couple ideas.
Yeah, he gets an idea and he goes up and he writes a song and it's done by the morning.
But with that record, you were telling me about that record.
Actually, it's not a record. It's some stuff I found on my, I don't know. It's actually a YouTube find. People put up music on YouTube. It's just the best. And since I had some software, I recorded it. So Buddy's demos, there's like 40 of them, I think, out there. And they're all like under 2 minutes long. Because they don't have the instrumentation in the band and all that. And, you know, riffs and drumming and all that other stuff. So it's just him and the guitar, you know, on a reel to reel, and it's just they releasing those like on their own, he would still be just as big a star without the band.
I'm surprised they haven't released those commercially. I mean, that would be amazing.
I know
to hear the demo versions of those.
No, it'll happen.
What else did we have in that set?
Should I read it this time?
Yes, please.
All right, so we started with Uncle Tupelo doing If That's All Right, and that's demo fast acoustic version.
Yes.
And that's from their record Still Feel Gone, which, how apropos.
And then, Still Feel Gone.
Yeah.
Are you gone?
Let's put the emphasis there. Still Feel Gone. And then Paul Simon doing a demo of I Am a Rock that was found on the internets. Then PJ Harvey. Oh, man. And we were just sitting here swooning over her. Oh, we just have.
What a woman.
Both, I think I can speak for both of us. The Balcony has a huge crush on PJ Harvey.
Totally. Completely.
Oh, man. She's just the best. And that's a song called Hardly Wait.
Dread. That was.
Yeah, that's what we were talking.
That was the description
her voice,
you came up with.
Her music, when especially the slow songs, it just sounds like what impending doom sounds like. Just dread. Like the Black Death sounds like PJ Harvey to me. That's the metaphor.
Okay.
We were thinking like, because what was it we were talking like in a movie?
That's Marshall music, yeah. Her music would be good behind like war scenes.
Yeah, like
or
one of those
like
scenes
that.
Where people are on horses charging across the field.
That's
should have
right.
A PJ Harvey song accompanying it. It'd just be too perfect. But then she just like at the beginning of every song she does, it's just like this could go anywhere and it could just be devastating.
Oh, wow. That's right. That's
she's,
it.
She's the best. She's like one of the few people that has that effect, I think, like an actual visceral effect musically.
Yeah. Like Nick Cave.
He's another one.
He can get the sound of the voice.
That Grinderman stuff really gets you going.
Gets me going, man. Don't
is that,
me
is that your preferred?
We're talking about PJ Harvey. We're
that's your
about.
Preferred Monday morning music.
That's right. Kick them black dogs out.
And then we went on to Mr. David Bowie doing a demo of Ride On Mother that was found on the internet. And then we finished up with another bootleg, Buddy Holly, in one of his home recordings, a song called That's What They Say. Was that a single? Did my voice crack?
I don't know. I don't know.
I vaguely remember hearing that song on the radio. I just think back
it probably got played, you know, as like...
Well, when I was younger, a lot more 50s music was on the oldie station. Don't hear that at all. But I vaguely remember hearing that more than once on the radio.
As much music as... great music as Buddy Holly wrote... He only had a handful of singles. It was really amazing. Or very few singles. Not many at all.
He had a pretty decent amount. But for his age, remember, you have to take into consideration.
But he could have had a lot more. I think that's what they say. I think that was
starting.
I know. And they had so many in the can that were just ready to go. And
what was he, 24? Is that what it was?
Or something like that. Really ridiculous.
22, 24, something like that. So, it was just... Ugh.
Goodbye. Yeah. Oh, well. Thank you for all the
great way to segue to the next set, Scott.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. That's really horrible. And this should be great. This should be
bastard.
I'm crazed. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Play my Bob Dylan song.
I will. This is called Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
Baby, it don't matter anyhow. Ain't it no use to sit and wonder why, baby? Even you don't know by now. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a-traveling on. Don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. The light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. Still, I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway, so don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, girl, like you never did before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, girl, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering all the way down the road. I once loved a woman, a child I'm a-told. I give her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's all right. I'm walking down that long, lonesome road, baby, where I'm bound, I can't tell. But goodbye's too good a word, gal, so I'll just say fare thee well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind, you could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right.
Balcony Radio.
Like Birdman and the Animals.
Nina Simone.
Jimi Hendrix Experience.
This is Balcony Radio.
Cooler in the Gang.
The Beatles.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Echo and the Bunnymen.
Jackie Wilson.
Just the Flying Burrito, brother.
Burritos. Hey, that reminds me, I'm hungry.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
If not for you, baby, I couldn't even find the door. Couldn't even see the floor. I'd be sad and blue. If not for you, if not for you, then the night would see me right away. The day would surely have to break. It would not be new if not for you. If not for you, my sky would fall. Rain would gather too. Without your love, I'd be nowhere at all. I'd be lost if not for you. If not for you, the winter would hold no spring. Couldn't hear a robin sing. I wouldn't have a clue if not for you.
Something was a real great thing. Trying to be so navy and trying something. Looking through the world with those big black eyes. Where did you run to, baby? Where did you? I think that I just wanna close my eyes. Close up my eyes to all of this that I can't see. Being a king, I guess it's all fighting well. And being a star, I guess it's just as well. And being a winner has something to do with this world. But being a loser, baby, they haven't found a place for you. Hey, you live fast, die young, did you know? Your brand new sports car might one day run you down. Did you ever think of that?
Phone, phone, phone.
still from waist go deep inside. I'll tell them anything at all. I know I give the world and more. They think I'm on my hands and head. This time they're much too slow.
You can do anything you want to, want to. You can do anything you want to do. You can see anything you want to, want to. You can see anything you want to see. You can see anything you want to, want to. You can see anything you want to see. See.
Yes, indeed. That's another one from the archives. That's the Moby Grape from 1969. And that's an extra track on their Moby Grape 69 record.
I saw halfway through that you were going to wind up repeating yourself, and I let you do it.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Well, so, I was clear.
Yeah,
was
why don't you read the rest of them normally?
Okay.
And I'll do the plugs.
Normally, well, all right. In my normal tone of voice, I would say it like this. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard in the previous... No, I'm sorry. You heard in the previous said Mr. Bob Dylan. I'm sorry. Mr. Bob Dylan started things out with Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, and a very interesting version of that song. I really like that. That was way completely different. He did it more. He did it more Woody Guthrie style on this one than he did Bob Dylan. So that was kind of fun to listen to. And that's
a totally different feel than the studio version.
Yes, most definitely. And that's from the Bootleg Series, Volume 7, No Direction. So that No Direction Home. Excuse me.
Have you seen the movie?
No, I have not.
Oh man,
I've heard it's really good.
It's on Netflix. You should take a gander.
I will. That's
worth
a good
your
idea.
Time. It's such a good movie.
Yes. And then speaking of Bob Dylan, we had George Harrison doing a demo version of "If Not for You" in there. So that was kind of cool, and also a different take on that song, a little faster version than George's, as you put it, "Peon to Love."
Yes, his studio version is really slow, and then when Bob puts it on his studio version on "New Morning" is really fast. So it's kind of weird to hear George's demo is kind of in the middle, but closer to George's version still. But
yeah,
and the song works both ways. That's the wonder of the tune there.
Of the song itself, exactly. Yeah. And Hope Sandoval in there, a woman who I'm becoming slowly infatuated with, as you are. You are completely.
Yeah, we were just on YouTube. Yeah.
An amazing singer, songwriter, and she's been featured on a couple of our other programs
as
well.
And maybe the prettiest girl ever, possibly.
Yes.
Isn't she, though? I mean,
yeah, she is amazing.
Man.
And Where Did You Run To was the name of that one, and kind of a very sparse solo demo on that one. I really like the sound of that one.
Yeah, I found a few of those of hers, and they're really great.
Yeah, and The Cure also in there. And that's,
it's a good song.
Yes, Six Different Ways, that's the FZ Studio demo. Fitz F2 studio demo. And then we finished up with the Moby Grape and You Can Do Anything.
And that's I can do the plugs.
And then you can do the plugs. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Anthony is going to step up to the microphone and tell you everything you need to know about this here podcast and radio station.
Yep. All right. So the first place you can reach us is via email. You're a fucking weirdo.
You don't like an introduction.
No. You can send us an email at balconyradio@gmail.com. You can go ahead and give us a song suggestion or an artist suggestion for a 101 series. Or if you have any questions, comments, anything, drop us a line. We promise to reply to you. And the next place you can check us out is on our website, which houses our actual radio station, balconyradio.com. Go to there, and on the first page, you'll be able to listen to some tunes provided by us and our streaming music radio station happening 24 hours a day. And for 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, we will be playing everything that comes up at random in our musical genre spectrum record collection mammoth library of tunes. So anything that comes up, but it's all handpicked by us and vetted. So don't worry, you're in good hands. And on Sunday, we do something extra special on the radio. We play only jazz music on Sunday to get you through your seventh day of the week. And start you off, I guess.
Smooth way to get you in. Not smooth jazz, but an easy way to get
you in. And begin your week, however you want to look at it.
There you go.
So balcony blues and jazz happens
all day Sunday. The ending
and
the beginning. Yep. Oh, yes.
Monday, Sunday, midnight to midnight. It's all blues and jazz, all that stuff. So just put us on and do what you're going to do.
Well, don't put us on, but listen to us.
Listen to us. Put our radio station on. Do whatever housework you're going to do on Sunday. Listen to some good jazz. Believe me, it helps to get things done faster.
Yes, it does.
The other things on our website of interest are as following. You can check out pictures of Scott and I, a little history of our station, old episodes of the podcast in the archives page. And we also have a links page, so of things that we're interested in and we think you should be as well. And you could also check out songs that we play. So if there's anything in any episode that you like and you need to own, if there's a tune that you just can't get out of your head, just go to our website, find the show, and just click on the song, and it'll direct you directly. I can't believe I was going to do that.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I can't believe
it. It'll send you directly to Amazon where you can pick up the album. Buy more music. It's good for you. Shut up.
By the way, also on the website, did you mention the donate button yet?
That's right. I was getting to that. Yes, there's also a donate button. Use it, please.
I also want to add that we've added something to the donate button page. We've added the featured podcast of the week. And
yes,
you will hear either one of our newest podcasts on that, streaming on the website, or you'll hear one of our past podcasts that we have
up
in the archives, whatever we decide to put up, as a way to show you exactly what we play here.
Yes,
so that's
what you're donating toward.
That's new to the website.
Yes. And if you want to pay us to stop, we'll do that
we'll
too.
We'll do that too.
Seriously.
Yes.
So, yes.
Send us $1,000 to get off the air. We will do that.
Oh, it doesn't take much.
No, it doesn't. So. We work cheap. We're not whores. We work cheap.
Where was I? Oh, that's right. So the donate button. There you go. You can also go to Facebook, be our friends there, type in Balcony Radio, hit the thumb button, and you'll be alerted to whenever we drop a podcast and get all other music news info and little songs of the day, that kind of stuff from us. So be our friends. We think we're cool. You should too. And then the last thing you should do is go on over to the iTunes and type in Balcony Radio and subscribe to the show. We will be dropping 2 episodes a week. Scott's going to upload a regular episode or regular program on Sunday night. We have about almost 24 different episodic shows, different music genres, country show, rock show, R&B show, etc., that kind of thing. And then on Wednesday night, we'll be uploading an episode of the 101 series, which focuses on a specific artist, musical genre, area, location, language.
Whatever topic we decide on.
Yeah, whatever topic. We haven't really gotten into topics yet. We've done kind of more people-specific, place-specific, but we haven't done, like, you know, best love songs or anything like that.
Well, you know, as far as
songs to drive to.
The topicality of the show is really based on whatever the subject matter is, you know.
Yeah.
Our topic today is...
Exactly. The 101 series.
Led Zeppelin or whatever it happens to be. It
tends to be a retrospective of an artist usually. So we're working our way through our faves, I think.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're wending our way through all of the things
that
we thought of in the beginning. We have this huge piece of paper that has...
Yes, we're still crossing names off.
We're still crossing names off and ideas.
Wind up doing shows in between of names that weren't on the list
to begin with. We'll go into the Balcony Museum, which will be opening shortly with all of our old electrical equipment.
Exactly. Don't touch anything.
Yes.
So going over to the iTunes, check that out. So Sunday, Wednesday, new episodes, 4 hours of music for free from your friends to help get you through your work week. Listen to music. Listen to music. Listen to music.
Lots of music.
Not on the radio.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's get back to it.
Speaking of music not on the radio, here's music from
This is never on
Love.
The radio.
This is Love. This is from The Forever Changes, and this is a demo version of Hummingbirds.
Arthur Lee and his psychedelic band. Come on. Track 16, are we rolling?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. I just had a groovy idea in mind. The best idea of the day.
Look here, princess, I'm not here just for you. So take off in your new Rolls Royce, I've got important things to do. Look here, princess, I'll give you everything. I want it all back so I can start some living. Look here, princess, I want to be famous and rich, so I can be empty and bitter like you, sitting home with nothing to do. Look here, princess, I got 15 women called Sue, 20 women called Jen and Sam. Look here, princess, now I'm singing this sad song about a man in a kennel who cries all day long. Look now, princess, don't shut me out for good, but keep me in your mind for later like I always knew you would. Princess, look here, I'm in a desert now, see no way out, got to show me how. Look here now, princess, got 15 women called Sue, 20 women called Jen and Sam.
I am using radio voice.
There are several fine young men who I'm sure are going to go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Prunes.
Dusty Springfield.
Tim Buckley.
Gordon Lightfoot.
The Moby Grapes.
Richard Thompson.
This is Balcony Radio.
Every day seems like Sunday. Must be something that I've done. I saw you dancing in the peep show. Now every episode is leading me on. I'm just another fool that you got the humor. Can't say I love you when it's just a rumor. But if not, your dreams come true, you can't call on me. Call on me. Cause I see dreams of a happy ending disappearing on my TV. And you can call on me. 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 When I go home, I watch the television. I go to sleep, I dream about the television.
I go to work, I talk about the television. I used to think that love is something that it isn't. Sometimes I feel just like a human being. That's just something between you and me. But if none of your dreams come true, you can't call on me. Call on me, 'cause I see dreams of a happy ending disappearing on my TV. You can call on me. You can call on me. You can call on me. You can call on me.
Death's head in your frock, and I ain't down here for your money. I ain't down here for your love. I ain't down here for your love of money. I'm down here for your soul.
Oh, happy day.
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 When Jesus was,
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 he washed my tears away.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
He taught me how, and he taught me how.
Back.
Yes, indeed. Oh, yes. You'd be a bottle baby and a platinum blonde.
Name dropper.
Oh.
She is. Yeah. She's name dropping.
She's name dropping? Okay. Well,
bunch
she's
a bunch of dead blondes.
She's a bottle baby. The blonde comes right out of a bottle.
That's right.
Heavens.
It counts, I guess. So why don't you read off this? Let me do it this
yes,
time.
Yes, please. All you right. Do it this time.
So we started with the great Love doing Hummingbirds. Nice little acoustic instrumental kind of thing.
Yes, I guess the basic tracks.
Yeah, because I remember there being words to that song.
Yes, there is words.
And that's from Forever.
There are
Forever Changes. Yes, there is words. That's from Forever Changes. We're fucking mangling the language today.
Totally.
And then we played The Cream doing Hey Now Princess, and that's a demo from Those Were the Days, which is another one of their collections that are mining the same three albums over and over. They're really beating a dead horse with these guys. And then another one of Elvis Costello's 1,000 demos on his old records. That one is called Call on Me, and that's a demo from My Aim is True. And then we did a nice little Nick Cave and the Bad Seed studio demo version. Way to go. Hit the button. You're a pro.
I did.
Nice studio demo version of Deanna, which is a little bit different than the studio take. And I like it better that way, the acoustic one.
It's got a nice little take.
Nick's voice on that one is really strong.
Yeah, man. I like that a lot.
And then we played that funky Little Feat song, Fat Man in a Bathtub, which was recorded on a piece of shit recorder.
It was bad. Well, you know.
But it sounded great. It was probably
much different
from the
way it turned out originally.
I just have a feeling it was recorded on transistor radio or something. Yeah. And that's
boombox.
That's exactly. That was my joke. And then that was from their collection Raw Tomatoes. Is that a demos collection?
It's an odds and sods
kind of thing.
Like an odds and sods. Yes.
All right. That's volume one. How many of them are there? Do you know?
Two.
All right. Cool. And then we finished up there with the Blondie doing Platinum Blonde, and that's a demo extra track from their first record, Blondie. So there you go.
Hey, right on.
We got one more set for you now.
There was something I was going to talk about.
I have no idea what it was.
Something we were talking about. We were talking about Blondie and Dagwood films. Why were we talking about Blondie and Dagwood films?
I think because the name Blondie was on the screen.
Maybe.
And I was thinking about sandwiches.
Oh, there you go. Blondie and Dagwood sandwiches. And the running gag. You were wondering if that you didn't know that there were live action films of Blondie and Dagwood from the 40s.
You're the only one that knew that.
No, a lot of people know that.
No, they're all dead.
They're just lost.
They're all dead.
I think they get played on Turner Classic Movies or, you know.
I've never seen them. You know what? I don't really watch that channel anymore. I consider myself caught up on the classic films.
But they were weird. The running gag, of course.
I've never seen them.
The running gag, of course, is Dagwood running out of the house and taking out the mailman. He's late for work. You're going to be late for work.
Just a couple of nobodies playing them?
And he scarfs down the coffee. No, I don't remember who plays them. They played them, and there were several of those Blondie and Dagwood
films. I don't recall
films.
That at all. Thank God.
I don't know why I would have thought about that.
That's you. You did that.
Oh.
Anyway, let's bring it back to tunes, Scott.
Okay. All right. Well, let's dip back into.
Yeah, we got one more set. What are we going to start it out with?
We're going to start it out with some Cat Stevens.
Yusuf.
Yusuf. Islam. Yusuf Islam. And this is called Miles from Nowhere.
Miles from Nowhere. Guess I'll take my time. Oh, yeah. To reach there, look up at the mountain I have to climb. Oh yeah, to reach there, Lord, my body has been a good friend, but I won't need it till I reach the end. Feel good. I love everything, so don't it make you feel sad? Cause I'll bring to you my baby. I'll think to that. I'll think to that. Whoa. Miles from nowhere, not a bird in sight. But it's all right. I have my freedom. I can make my own rules. Oh yeah, the ones that I choose. Lord, my body has been a good friend, but I won't need it
I'll take my time, oh yeah, to reach there.
All I left behind should come as no surprise to me, since I fell through the black hole of your eyes. Only little things inconsequential I could say, of all I left behind with you along the lost highway. Beaded moccasins and torn apart, but I had you so I just let them go. The flannel shirt I wore to keep me from the cold when we drove from Boston all the way to Buffalo. Leather boots I bought so many miles ago, I took them off to follow you into the Ohio. Never did my heart feel so thin, but silk was all I had between me and your skin. Like water I lost that across the broken shade of the land that lit the moon that last night near Coeur d'Alene. Only little things inconsequential I could say, of all I left behind you along the lost highway.
Yeah.
shotgun, son of a gun. You are the only one and no one else will take my place.
Autistic, isn't it?
Before
living. And the recent is you. I found a reason to keep singing. And the reason is you. Oh, I do believe you are what you perceive. What comes is better than what came before. And the reason is you. I found a reason to keep singing. And the reason is you. Oh, I do believe you are what you perceive. What comes is better than what came before.
A nice little take on that song.
I kind of like that better than the studio.
Yeah, man.
That was really
fun.
Groovy.
Velvet Underground and I Found a Reason, a demo version of that.
And the original one is one of my favorite songs of theirs. It's beautiful. It's a great song. And that was just nice.
Yeah,
I really
like
that.
You know, like we said at the beginning, sometimes the demo version is just a little bit better than the original.
I haven't heard that in forever, and just sitting here listening to it, it's like, God damn, that's great.
Very nice. Well, let's see what else we had in that last set.
Yeah, why don't you finish it up?
We started out with Cat Stevens and Miles from Nowhere. A nice little take on that song.
Totally spared down.
Yeah.
No backup, no drums, no nothing. Totally weird to hear it that way.
Yes. And then Emmylou Harris right after that from Songbird, Rare Tracks and Forgotten Gems.
Yes.
And we heard Son of a Gun. I'm sorry, we heard All I Left Behind. Excuse me.
Yes.
The Son of a Gun.
I would love to hear her do
Son of
a Gun.
It's from the Vaseline. Yeah, that would be weird. From the Vaseline's, the weird Son of a Gun. That was right after that from Enter the Vaseline's. And we also had Captain Beefheart noodling around there in the studio on a song called Here I Am, I Always Am. And that's an early 1966 demo. And
great song.
I would not be surprised if Frank Zappa was involved in that in some way. He might have either recorded that for him at Studio Z, or that was probably...
Well, he's Beefheart's kind of...
playing guitar
kind
on
of
that one.
Like, kind of patron.
His
right?
patron of,
yeah,
in the early days, yes.
Yeah.
He was probably playing guitar on that. That would not surprise me in the least.
Not at all.
And then we finished things up there with the Velvet Underground.
Yes.
And I Found a Reason.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. And that kind of wraps up the show for us today. My name is Scott.
And I am Anthony.
This has been episode 3 of Embryonic.
Yes.
And we are going to pull on out of here. Thank you for listening and subscribing to the podcast.
Thanks for hanging out with us for the last however long this was.
Yeah,
We haven't. We don't really look at the clock
track
during
of that.
The show.
Yeah, we just play the music and
just play the tunes.
When we get to the end, we get to the end.
Do that, and then we walk away.
Walk away and start the day.
Do you have to rhyme?
I'm sorry. Well, you know, you set it up for me. It's time
right.
for it was
right.
time
Let's
for a rhyme.
Hey, look, Bruce Springsteen is going to wrap up
the
show.
Okay.
Let's take it back to the show.
Yes, you can write us at balconyradio@gmail.com. Visit balconyradio.com, the website for all of the fun and action.
Yes, listen to music there and be our friends on Facebook. And here's Bruce Springsteen doing a much different version of Born in the USA than you've ever heard.
Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
I was born in the shadow.
And the Papas.
The Buffalo Springfield.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Just around the corner from the 24-hour fitness.
The Guard.
Can be hot.
From the Birds.
There are two men on the third floor of a nondescript apartment building with a very old mixing board.